Welcome to day 212, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Test Mishnah Vav. Now, we know that when it comes to Tevel, untithed produce, you're actually allowed to eat from it, Bederach Arai, casually. You're allowed to snack on it at the very beginning, even when it's untithed. So you pick a bunch of apples in the field, you're allowed to eat a little bit here and there, even before tithes are taken from it. But that's only until that produce is processed. Once it's processed, then it becomes full-fledged Tevel, and you're not allowed to eat any bit of it until the proper Trumos and Maestros are taken from it, until it's properly tithed. Now, we learned yesterday that if you were to plant fully processed Tevel, that you're not allowed to eat any bit from. If you planted that, then that which grows from it does not retain the status of fully processed tevel, but instead, it's like anything that grows anew, you're allowed to eat from it casually until it's fully processed. It does not retain the status of fully processed tevel. You'd be allowed to snack on it. Now, just like we learned by Truma, there is a limitation to that leniency. Says Mishnah Vav HaTevel, regarding this tevel that was planted, Gedulav Mutarin, that which grows from it is allowed. As we said, it does not retain the status of fully processed tevel, but instead, it's like unprocessed tevel. You're allowed to eat from it casually, but that is only b'davar shezara kala. That is only when that which was planted will eventually rot in the ground. We saw this yesterday. You can listen to yesterday's Mishnah. Like a barley seed or a wheat seed that actually does rot, as the new thing grows, it's like it's growing from something anew. The original thing that was in the ground is no longer there anymore. It rotted. Aval b'davar she'eino zara kala. But for something that remains in the ground, it does not rot, but instead even perhaps expands, and that which grows from it really grows from that which was planted. We saw yesterday, we're going to see what those things are in a moment. Then, gedule gedulan asurin. Not only is that which grows from it considered like fully processed truma, tevel, and therefore you're not allowed to eat from it until you tithe it. But even which grows from that, if you were to replant that, that which grows from it is considered also something that is fully processed tevel, and you would not be allowed to eat any of it until proper trumas and maestros are taken, because the original thing remains in the ground. It's like the actual tevel midi'oraisa, the fully processed tevel you're not allowed to eat from, is still in the ground. So that which grows from it is considered like the original thing, and therefore even that which grows from it and that which grows from that, it's all considered fully processed tevel. You're not allowed to eat it until proper trumas and maestros are taken from it. And now the Mishnah is going to ask the question that we, again, have been assuming. We explained this outside before, but now the Mishnah is going to ask explicitly, Ezehu davar she'eino zerakala. What is an example of something whose seeds does not, or that which is planted does not rot in the ground, but instead remains intact? Kigon haluf, a type of onion, v'hashum, garlic, v'habitzalam, a normal type of onion that we're familiar with. Rabbi Yehuda omer hashum k'sa'orim. Garlic is actually not in that category. It's like sa'orim that does rot in the ground. It seems like they're arguing on the metzius, meaning on what the actual reality is, not on any halachic principle. But again, that leniency, that tevel which is planted, that which grows from it, is not considered fully processed tevel, but is like a brand new product that is only when that which was planted will, the seed of which will rot in the ground. That is Mishnah Vav. And now Mishnah Zayin, and we're going to see an exception to the rule that we just saw. Says the Mishnah, Hamanakesh im Hanachri Bechasir. So imagine you are weeding, you are uprooting the excess in a field together with a non-Jew, with a Nachri, and in fact, the field belongs to the Nachri, to the non-Jew. And what is in that field? What are you uprooting? The Chasiyas. Chasiyas is a type of produce that is in the category Adavar She'ein Zarokala, that which does not rot in the ground. The assumption is that the non-Jew planted fully processed Tevel. This Chasiyas was fully processed Tevel, planted it in his field. And we just saw in the last Mishnah that when fully processed Tevel, fully processed untithed produce, is planted, and it's something that does not rot in the ground, we said that that which grows from it still has the status of totally processed tevel, and therefore you would not be allowed to touch it, even right after it grows, right after you pick it, you would not be allowed to eat any of it. Says the Mishnah, in this case, afal pishe verosav tevel, even though it is tevel, that which grows still has the status of untithed produce, ochel mehem arai. If you're allowed to eat from it casually, meaning it does not retain the status of fully processed tevel. It's almost like something brand new grew from the ground. Why is that? So there are different explanations offered. One of them is perhaps it was simply not included in the original takana, meaning a land that belongs to a non-Jew was not included in the original takana. Another possibility is that any produce that was processed by a non-Jew, even in the land of Israel, even though his produce would still have a status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, at least according to this opinion, if it's processed by a non-Jew, then it does not have the full status of Tevel Midaraisa. It's only Midarabanan, meaning we only treat that as fully processed Tevel Midarabanan if a non-Jew processed it. And therefore, we're only treating it as Tevel Midarabanan, and this halacha, that which grows from the Tevel, is also only Dirabanan, so it would be two Dirabanans, and that would cancel each other out. But either way, that would be the exception. You are allowed to eat from the non-Jew's field of even fully processed tevel that was planted, b'derech arai. Continues the Mishnah, really a new topic here. Shesilei truma shenitmu. Shetilei truma are are young plants. Often they would remove these plants from the ground, they would detach it from the ground and then replant it elsewhere. So the halacha is that if that which you removed, you have these young plants, you removed it, and when they were removed from the ground, they became truma, and not only did they become truma, they became truma tamea, impure truma, and then shetalan. And then you planted them elsewhere. You took this truma tamea seedling, this young sapling, and you planted it somewhere else, then taharu milatame. It retains its truma status, meaning we learned that before. We know that when you plant truma, that which grows from it needs to be treated like truma, but the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it remains, it retains its truma status, it is not considered truma tamea, like that which is planted. It loses the tamei status, it loses the impure status, and that which grows from it now is considered truma tahora, pure truma. But even still, even though technically a kohen would be allowed to eat it because it's truma tahora, still, because we want a kohanim to be held to a very high standard when it comes to eating things purely, the Chazal put a restriction on that. They said the asur mil echod, still, even though it's considered truma tahora, a kohen is not allowed to eat it ad shayagom es ha'ochel, until the edible part of the plant is cut off. So that which you're replanting, you'd have to go in and cut off that which is edible, so only the stalks remain, and then that which grows from it a second time, the kohen would then be allowed to eat. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi says, no, you have to be even more machmir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad shayagom v'yishna. Not only do you have to cut off the original edible part of that which you replanted, but then after it grows, you have to cut off that new edible part again and let it regrow a second time. And then once you do that, then that which grows, the kohen is allowed to eat. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We do not paskin like that extra stringency. That is Perek Tes. That's actually the end of Perek Tes, and we'll begin the 10th Perek tomorrow.